Oh, crumbs. So, I mean, what you're telling me then is that you got up at 5 a.m. to have a bit of a powwow come row with a tenant about some crumbs? Yes. Crumbs. Yes, some crumbs that were left on a gas ring. Yes. Yes, I had to have it out with them. It's, you know, it's quite a serious situation. Really? Oh, yes. You don't see, if you don't nip this sort of thing in the butt, then, you know, it moves on to more of a slovenly approach to hygiene. And it gets bigger and bigger. Bigger and bigger. What sort of thing did he say then? Well, he said that, you know, that the gas ring had been, you know, too hot to wipe up the crumbs, and he'd then forgotten about it. Right. Well, that's the sort of thing that we've all done, isn't it? I mean, yeah, that's plausible. I mean, you hardly want to get your fingers burnt, as it were, on a red-hot gas ring, and it could have forgotten. Well, be that as it may, I I've had to tell him and have it out with him, and I did mention, you know, that I was once thrown out of, okay, it was a much more palatial residence in Malibu. I was thrown out of my abode by a French guy who, you know, was renting me some space, and when I got back, he'd put everything on the stoop, and when I said to him, what are you doing? He told me, you know, that he couldn't live with anyone with a slovenly approach to things, and and that was it. You know, he ousted me, evicted me. Mm. So it's about crumbs then. Yes. I mean, like the French guy said, you know, crumbs, you know, it's crumbs that broke the camel's back. They accumulate like dust. They begin to accumulate, you see. And then you're left with this time bomb situation of mold, mildew and detritus, dirty detritus. Next thing, you've got, you know, mice and rats and stuff that are feeding off them, and more rodents. And then the other things come to eat the rodents. You shut down, it becomes a total health hazard. And, you know, you've got to remember, I think you're going a little OTT, you know, on this. What? You're going a little OTT. Not at all. I mean, if it gets out of hand, then you know, you're infested with it. But you've got a cat, haven't you? Surely the cat would kill the mice, wouldn't it, first? Look, I'm not squabbling with you about this. I mean, I don't... It's simply crumbs, and I don't want to sort of have a... Well, yeah, I suppose so. What do you mean, you suppose so? The guy, you know, it's not good to him giving me a lame excuse. Anyway, I've told him, you know, you abide by my rules. It's my house, or you've got to leave. Sounds a bit stern and serious. What did he say? Well, this is where it's all gone really pear-shaped. That's why I'm calling you. That's why we're here, because he's reported me to some council body or something, and they've took it further, now in some sort of claims court and some sort of, you know, adjudicating system for abusive behaviour. Just because I had it out with him, I asked him to leave, and. Oh. And what's happening then? Well, you know, it's gone to such extreme nonsense. The council, they've sent a woman round with endless clipboards and paperwork, and She served me an order because I got a bit sort of irate with her. She served me an order that I can't come within, you know, a restraining order sort of thing, the council order, and I can't come within half a mile of this guy now. Oh, so what does that mean? Well, it means, for Christ's sake, that I've had to move in with my mother. Oh, dear God. You're joking. I'm not joking. Been given this order, I've had to move out immediately. I've been given 2 hours to get out of my own house and move back in with my mother, while this guy just continues to ransack my house that I have lovingly I've restored that place inch by inch. This doesn't sound good. Oh, it gets worse. How can it? You're living with your mother. Well, Foolishly, I broke the order because I had to go and get my personal belongings. And then I was actually almost carted in chains to the magistrate to be given another charge and told on no uncertain terms that if I do break it again, I go to jail. Jesus. I know. This is crazy, isn't it? So, since you got all these orders and everything, then you've just been living at your mother's. Yes, and not only that, I find out now that I've got a black mark on my ratings score, keeping tenancy agreements and things. And also, this moves on when you get a rating score there. Your credit worthiness goes down the pan, and you know, they bring into question mental issues, and they now want me to go on an anger management course. I've been totally blacklisted, and my insurance has gone up. It's got way sky high. It's nearly doubled, right? And this is all due to crumbs. Crumbs, right? And get this, I have got to pay for it. It's costing thousands for me to go on a course and shrink, think, and God knows what. Wow, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I'm right in the mire. And all because I tell a guy to wipe up a few crumbs, his own mess. This is bad. It's really bad. It's thousands of pounds down the pan, and I cannot rent properties till I've done the courses. Sounds a bit like a speed awareness, doesn't it? What? I said it sounds like the speed awareness. What the hell's a driving speed awareness got to do with me? Well, you know, it's speed awareness, but they take into all sorts of different things, like your road rage and things like that. Road rage? It's nothing like road rage. Well, it is in a sense, you know, it's anger management. They do that while you're there. Have you been on one? No, I haven't been on one. Yeah. Well, they do bring into all sorts, they go into, you know, different aspects of the human psyche when you... Oh, look, let's get back to the management. It's going to cost me, you know, above £3,000 or £4,000. And not only that, the guy who's now in my house, the claimant, as they call him, is doing me for damages, distress. Distress, if you please. Damages. He wants... Yes, domestic terrain trauma, he's calling it. He's taking me to the small claims court for £10,000 due to me, you know, trying to, well, causing him a bit of a distress and telling him that if he doesn't obey by the rules, then I'm going to have to evict him. Ooh, this is turning into something serious. You too, right, it's turning into something serious. I'm the one that's been evicted. Yes, well... Mind you, I'm not being funny, but you know, you've got to be careful. You can't just evict. Is he a professional type chap? Oh, well, he must be if he's getting up at 6 o'clock. What time does he get back? What doesn't matter what time he gets back. Well, 12, 14 hours. He must be a professional guy. I mean, you've got to be careful, you know, about throwing these guys into the street. Look, I was only telling him to follow the rules. Yeah, your rules, but... and obey your commands, you know, but, I mean, is this the thing you should do? It's my house! Well, it might be, but, hey, everyone has rights now, you see, human rights. Blair brought them in. Who? Tony Blair. Who gives a damn about him? He bombed the entire Middle East for no reason, apart from some trumped-up... Listen, we're getting off the track here. Look, the guy was making a mess. I just... Firstly, politely, and then it got a little bit sterner, I know. But you see, it was just crumbs. What sort of crumbs were they? Crumbs. Well, were they bread crumbs or... Who the hell cares what crumbs they were? Biscuit, baking? I don't know what crumbs he'd made. Calm down. I mean, maybe you do need a little bit of management on your anger there. You know, I mean, this... domestic terrain warfare takes place, so the sounds of it, you know. I'm only your sort of agony aunt uncle's concern. I mean, crumbs. Yes, crumbs. You see, well, this is how things escalate, you see. You know. So I've noticed, you know, if you don't mind me saying, that since you became a man of substance, and shall we say, that, you know, your power, you've gone a little bit sort of power over poverty, as it were. You're exerting more and more authority since you've become a landlord, and, well, you know, are you not exploiting the weaker personage and position? Rather like, you know, landed gentry used to do with the serfs and stuff. Don't be ridiculous. I mean, have you gone a little bit sort of power mad? And, you know, things do go askew. They begin to corrupt and you might be murdering your own morality, you know. Oh, don't be ridiculous. Well, remember that painting by, it was called Doubtful Crumbs or something. Painting by Edwin Landseer, that was it. It depicted a couple of dogs waiting for the crumbs that were falling from their master's come rich man's table. A story, you know, it was based on a biblical scene. You should know that. The rich man's table, Luke 16:19-21, I think. Power crabs. Maybe you have murdered your own morality. What? Oh, I can't believe you're saying this. I really can't believe you're saying this for a few crumbs. I mean, no crumbs. I mean, well, that's the thing. Oh, crumbs.